How can we prepare for spiritual conversations with people? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for the Lighthouse Report. And today's guest, Jason Benham, gives us some suggestions drawn from his personal experience.
I would say first, get into the scripture. We have a little four-step. We don't call it a process because you can't put God in a box. But we say heart, head, mouth, hands. So we start with a heart that you need to experience brokenness for your own sin, and you need to get God's heart for other people. We love God and love people. Number two is the head, which is the renewal of the mind in the scripture. That when you make a commitment to Christ, that's only step one. Step two, which lasts forever, that's the process of sanctification, takes place in your mind, and it's through renewing your mind in God's word. Number three is mouth. What we say then is when you've got God's heart and you've got God's mind, not that you will have it completely, but that you are in that process of sanctification, then with your mouth, enter the conversation.
And Jason sees how it's God's love that must motivate us.
You know, when you're at the water cooler at work and all of a sudden you hear a conversation, don't back away for fear that you're going to offend. Actually, feel the love in your heart for the people. If you feel anger in your heart towards the person, then I say, don't open your mouth. Then you should walk back to your cubicle and put the headset on and get to work. But if you feel that genuine love, then enter the conversation. That's where we say spiritual leaders, enter the conversation. Don't run away from it because you're scared of the perception. And number four is hands. Just reach out. We resist the idea, but we reach out to the individual. Take them to dinner. Go find somebody that lives 100% opposite of you. Have them over to your house. Just do something.
As you read God's word, why don't you let the Holy Spirit transform your heart and your mind? Then He can greatly use your mouth and hands in reaching out to people and talking about Him.